Hello, I'm Father Ron Shibley, founder and director of the Anglican Internet Church, and I welcome you to the ninth day, January 2nd, in the 12 days of Christmas. On the ninth day of Christmas, January 2nd, the key word is angels. The music was the traditional English carol, Angels We Have Heard on High, to a French carol tune, Gloria, made popular by Edward Shippen Barnes in the late 1930s. In the Western Church, we hear very little about angels, except the angels we have heard on high at this time of the year, and the angel at the tomb of Christ in the Easter Sunday Gospel reading. This is a sad state of affairs. The purpose of this episode is to revive the early church understanding of the spiritual value of knowledge of the nature, origin, and purpose of angels based on scriptural accounts and church tradition. The illustration is a late 19th century Russian Orthodox fresco on a wall in Kiev, Ukraine. Note the background is a shade of blue that has been favored by artists in the Eastern Church since the earliest religious paintings around the 4th and 5th centuries, including the fresco used for the title for this series. The English word angel comes from the Greek angelos, which means messenger. In the Old Testament, the comparable word with the same meaning is malach. Angels were highly regarded in the Holy Land centuries before the nativity of Jesus Christ. The first use of the word angel in the Old Testament is the appearance of the angel of the Lord to Hagar, the Egyptian servant in the house of Abraham in Genesis 16:7, who, before the beginning of the covenant, announces the Lord's plan for the descendants of Abram. The illustration depicts three angels visiting Abraham at Mamre in Genesis 18, verses 2 and 3, painted by Rembrandt in 1646. One Old Testament belief that has carried over from the Jews into many branches of Christianity, especially the Roman Catholic and the Eastern Orthodox traditions, is the concept of the guardian angel. The Old Testament roots of the guardian angel are found in Psalm 91, verses 10 through 12. There shall no evil happen unto thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee in their hands, that thou hurt not thy foot against a stone. The text is the 1928 Book of Common Prayer version, which is used in two AIC bookstore publications, Occasional Services for Anglican Worship, and Hear Us, O Lord, Daily Prayers for the Laity, both available at the bookstore at https://www.amazon.com/author/Ronald-E-Shibley. The illustration for both slides is a 19th century stained glass window of the guardian angel depicted in the Roman Catholic style with a young child, probably somewhere in Eastern Europe. In traditional early Christian thinking, every person was said to have a guardian angel. However, it was also understood that for the angel to do his work, the person must invite the angel into their hearts. Today, many Roman Catholics, Eastern Orthodox Christians, and Lutherans say prayers to the guardian angel. The illustration is a set of six painted tiles on the wall of a church in Tenerife in the Canary Islands, which are part of Spain. Most Western Church Christians are in need of a primer on angels. Angels are invisible, created beings. Angels are who is meant in the Nicene Creed's affirmation that God the Father Almighty is the creator of all things, visible and invisible. Angels are created beings and messengers of the Lord and are not humans in another after-death form. I think that it is the invisible part that so troubles the modern mind that likes rational scientific explanations. Here at the Anglican Internet Church, we teach that there are many things which cannot be explained by logical, rational human thinking. In the AIC bookstore publication, Christian Spirituality, An Anglican Perspective, I call this the limits of reason. In the first 5 centuries of the church, primarily based upon the writings of St. Paul to the Thessalonians, Ephesians, and Colossians, but also the epistles of St. Peter, there developed a concept that there are 9 ranks or orders of the heavenly hosts. In the Anglican Holy Eucharist liturgy, it is those who are meant when in the proper preface the priest says, "Therefore with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven." The illustration is a late 15th century miniature of the Annunciation to the shepherds in the Flemish style. Angels featured in the songs of the church from an early date. One of the greatest songs or canticles used in the Anglican tradition is the Te Deum Laudamus, thought to date from the 4th or 5th century. In the first of the 3 parts of the song, the lyrics say, "We praise thee, O God, we acknowledge thee to be the Lord. All the earth doth worship thee, the Father everlasting," and then says, "To thee all angels cry aloud, the heavens and all the powers therein. To thee cherubim and seraphim continually do cry, Holy, 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 Lord God of Sabaoth." The illustration is a detail from St. John's vision of a mighty angel in Revelation from the Bamberg Apocalypse. This is one of 2 seraphim who are described in the next slide. In the pre-Christian era, these heavenly hosts were called the Sabaoth, which means in Hebrew, the armies of the Lord. The Hebrew Lord God enjoyed the title of Lord God of Sabaoth, as used in the Te Deum Laudamus. The seraphim, described as having 6 wings in Isaiah's vision of the throne of the Lord in Isaiah 6, verses 2 and 6, also depicted in the illustration from the Bamberg Apocalypse in the previous slide. The illustration is a 13th century icon of the Archangel Michael at the Monastery of St. Catherine in Sinai. These 9 ranks or hierarchies are commonly separated into 5 groups. First, angels and archangels. Second, cherubim and seraphim. Third, thrones and dominions. Fourth, principalities and powers. And finally, authorities, also translated as might. The illustration is a 14th century Russian Orthodox icon of St. Michael by Andrei Rublev, considered one of the finest icon painters in the entire history of the church. Scriptural support for the concept of angels is strong. 4 angels are given names in Scripture. The Archangel Gabriel is mentioned in canonical Scripture in both the Old and the New Testament, respectively in the book of Daniel and in the Gospel of St. Luke. The illustration, again, is a 19th century fresco at a Russian Orthodox church in Kiev, Ukraine. The Archangel Michael is also mentioned in the Old and New Testament, in Daniel, Jude, and Revelation. The song "Michael, Row the Boat Ashore" describes the function of the Archangel Michael in both Daniel and Revelation. Since the early centuries of the church, Michael has been considered the patron saint of the church and is often depicted in military garb with a sword and a shield or armor, as well as a cross. In the Roman Catholic, Eastern Orthodox, and some Anglican groups, his name is used for youth organizations. The illustration is an elaborate enameled figure at the Basilica of St. Mark in Venice, probably dating from the 14th century, possibly as early as the 10th century. The other two named angels are Raphael and Uriel. Of the two, only Raphael is considered an archangel. Raphael was sent to help Tobit, as described in the Book of Tobit. He is shown in the illustration helping Tobit in an 1866 engraving from Gustave Doré's English Bible. Uriel leads the forces loyal to God in the heavenly battle described in the Coptic version of Enoch, an event referred to by St. John in Revelation. Angels ministered to Jesus while he prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane on Maundy Thursday, illustrated by a mid to late 19th century stained glass window at St. Mary's Church. In the waning days of the 12 days of Christmas, remember that your guardian angel is there, but for him to be effective, he must be invited into your life. And be comforted in these words from the Stromata, the third of three books on Christian education by St. Clement of Alexandria, shown in an Coptic Orthodox icon, who wrote that the faithful Christian at prayer, quote, is never out of their, meaning the angels, holy keeping, and although he prays alone, he has the choir of the saints standing with him. Please join us for the 10th day, January 3rd, when the key word is commandments. This program has been a presentation of the Anglican Internet Church, and we invite you to visit our website and use its resources at www.anglicaninternetchurch.net.